You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. When medical mistake causes you injury, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. Go Browns. Girl Wilhelm Kiel here with you on CBD. We get ready to wrap up our first hour. We're going to hear from safety Tashawn Gibson at the top of the second hour. An interesting interview, just a quick one. But let's go back to the phones quickly. Daryl in Piqua starting us off. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I listen to you every day. I've got a few things I'd like to bring out here, then I'll let you guys comment on them.
Sure.
I hear you talk about different ones. They talk about the Cincinnati game, and they talk about how he missed some of his throws. Well, what about the throws he made? And then in the second half, yes, we didn't. He didn't play as well in the second half, but there was a lot of drop passes in that second half, and we were still within 7 points.
Agreed.
Late in the third quarter. Now,
I want to play, Johnny. I'm with you.
Now let me go on here. I listen to Rizzo in the morning, you guys in the afternoon, and I never called. This is my first time calling.
Do you turn the radio off after our show?
No, I listen to. I even listen to Hammer, and I can't stand it.
Oh, sorry for you.
That's great.
But here's
my
what
condolences.
I'm saying. I've never seen so much hatred, not only just from some of these announcers, but from a lot of the fans for Johnny. Now, listen, I'm not sitting here. I'm not bandwagon for Johnny. But the thing of it is, if I was Johnny and he heard all this, this is just ridiculous. Because he's a Cleveland Brown. We drafted him. Just like you guys said earlier, he needs to play just to see what we got. And there isn't no real franchise quarterbacks coming out next year. I'm going to tell you that right now. There's none. I think Johnny's probably as good as any of those guys. He has to give him a chance.
I like that Memphis kid. Sorry to interrupt
Lynch,
you, but that guy can play.
Well, listen, everybody talks about Bridgewater. Okay, let's look at Bridgewater. He's got 6 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. He's got a quarterback rating of 83.5.
What's the team's record?
And he's got Peterson in the backfield. Johnny's got 4 touchdowns, 1 interception, and an 84.7 quarterback rating. He hasn't played as much as Bridgewater. But listen, you got to give him a chance to see what he's got.
We're with you as far as
giving
him a chance.
I agree with you on that 100%. And Teddy Bridgewater, what they're asking him to do is significantly different as well.
Let me go off on a little bit of a tangent
here.
QBR is about the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I mean, I'm all for analytics, but 2 out of the top 5 QBRs I read yesterday was Fitzpatrick and Tyrod Taylor. Are you telling me those are 2 of the best 5 quarterbacks in the league?
No. Idiotic.
Come up with some new metrics. I mean, that's just awful.
If we could do better than that. Don Onicell, welcome to the show. What's up, Don?
How you doing, gentlemen?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. I'm going to throw something different into this, and maybe you guys could help me with this.
Okay.
We'll what I'd like to see the Browns do next year, I'm not sold on Johnny, so that's neither here nor there. And we know where Josh McCown is at. What about the possibility, and can this be something you think the Browns would pursue, or what are your thoughts, about going after a guy like Matt Stafford
from the Detroit
Lions?
I think there will be 2 names, maybe 3, that would be out there in that kind of veteran route if you wanted to do that.
And who are the other names?
Matt Stafford, Jay Cutler, and Colin Kaepernick. I think Colin Kaepernick will be cut in the Niners. If they cut him before April 5th, they owe him nothing. So I wouldn't be surprised to see those guys out there. But
he's going to be in Philadelphia. I mean, I think that's a foregone conclusion.
Cap?
Yeah. I mean, there's no better match in the world than him and Chip Kelly.
Yeah, but his offense likes accuracy and precision. Colin Kaepernick is not accurate or precise, but he would bring that element, certainly, of the mobility to it.
I'd put down some smackaroos right now that he's going to be in Philadelphia.
Go to the window, as you'd like to say.
All right, those guys will
be out there. This is the way that I would look at it. Because I like right now, and I have to go through, but I keep going back and forth on Goff or Lynch. And this is under the premise that Johnny plays and looks like he's not the answer.
Okay.
I would not be opposed if we feel like we have the team, not a veteran team of guys in their mid-30s, but if we feel like the young guys that play over the second half of the season show something, we can add some pieces in the draft. I wouldn't be opposed to signing a Stafford or a Cutler on a shorter time kind of a deal and drafting Goff
or
Lynch
guy
as well.
Sure.
Here's the thing about Stafford. If you're signing Stafford, you're signing Stafford. He's 27. He's not old.
Yeah, I'd rather. I think in that scenario, if we had that early of a pick and we had our pick of quarterback, I'd sign Cutler and then draft the guy. Because, for example, I believe Lynch and Goff are both probably going to need to sit a little bit. Goff, I think, just needs to physically mature.
Then what's wrong with keeping Josh in that scenario?
I still think we need I think we need a little bit better.
And we have the cap space to pay for a little bit better.
I don't know. I mean, if you're looking for a mentor
guy, if you do believe... By the way, Josh McCown, let's be honest, why are we talking about Johnny so much?
Because he can't stay healthy.
Can't stay healthy.
Right.
So he's not really a realistic option to me to play 16 games. So I would be looking for somebody to do that. Now, if I felt in my evaluations, and I'll do that when I get in the offseason and I really go through the tape intensely, that those guys could step in and start, then I don't think you have that same need. In that case, I would take a shot on Kaepernick, who you could get on a cheaper deal and who's a guy that could, be here to develop as well. Right. But I think it's an interesting thing. The problem is, I would have said if you had dropped earlier, I thought if you had dropped Andrew Luck on this team, we're going to the playoffs, and maybe we would have. But, again, a quarterback hasn't been the issue per se and the reason that this team is where it is in terms of wins and losses. It's the defense.
Yeah, and there's assets and a lot of money on that defense.
Straight cash, homie, on this defense, more than any defense in the National Football League. Matt in Dover, welcome to the show.
Hey, fellas. I'm just kind of curious. What blows me away about the Johnny thing, I don't see the NFL talent there, and that's to be proved yet. But what I really don't see is the between-the-ears thing. You know, we had that little bit extended week, and we're going out of town. You just finished up a game. You're leading your way into the starting position, and you go out of town? And in your interview with him, we're discussing not throwing to Barnage and discussing the other pass he's throwing. I've never heard anybody say anything about it. Well, that wouldn't have been as fun throwing it to Barnage. I mean, come on.
Well, he said, to his credit, he came out and said, I missed the read. That would have probably been a heck of a lot easier to throw it to Barnes. He admitted he missed the read. What I took away from that interview, and it's interesting that some people have picked up on it or at least commented on that as the key takeaway, is that when he really went through what he was asked to do, and this is why I asked him, what were you asked to do pre and post snap at Texas A&M as a quarterback, and what are you asked to do pre and post snap as a quarterback in the NFL? And it was basically, as he said, freshman year in high school versus getting your doctorate at the highest level of something. And that's a massive adjustment. And I said all along he would have the biggest adjustment in the NFL. But that's why I want to see, it's plain as day on tape what the issues are from
right.
the pocket.
Yep.
So can you correct them? And if you can't, then it's time to move on. If you can, well, you've got a very good arm. You're accurate. You certainly can throw the ball on the run. We can move the pocket for you at times. But can you win in the pocket when you need to? And that's something we need to find out.
Yeah, and I just think that, for me, knowing we know, those who evaluate the NFL and those who coach in the NFL know that it's a doctorate level professional mentality, especially playing quarterback. You're asked to do the most of anybody, right? And if you knew that Johnny Manziel was, playing in an offense, then why would any football fan, surrounded by the hype of Johnny football in this town, want him to be the quarterback of your team if it's by far and away clear that he's not ready?
Because
to wing it?
No. I thought you were going to say something different in terms of why would you want them to draft him? Because with time, he can get there. But for me, I look at the change. I think he
but
last
I just meant
year
there were,
was
there
a
were,
waste.
There were fans out there, when this was a competition that Brian Hoyer went out and won, that were calling for him to be the guy simply because of what he was at Texas A&M. And if you actually have a little bit of football intellect, there's no way.
Well, you saw once he played that he wasn't ready to play last year.
Right. And in some cases, what we see is a slight bit better, but still doesn't look like he's ready to play.
We're arguing about
And to just talk about our last caller, to make a point, what other NFL quarterback that has started a football game do you hear about leaving their town that hits social media that is dumb enough to have tweets and Instagram pictures of him with other people besides his girlfriend, right? That a month ago he was in trouble for doing something with, right? In Avon, Ohio. Why is no one else having problems like this except for the Cleveland Browns and Johnny Manziel? And that for some reason is why I'm really just go, see ya, bye. Be a Cowboy problem, not mine anymore.
Well, he is certainly, of the three from last year, You have heard nothing like that about Bortles.
Nope.
Teddy Bridgewater is the first guy in the building, the last guy to leave every single day in Minnesota.
Derek Carr's 500 right now bad organization.
And a very religious guy and certainly is a unbelievable work ethic.
But, yeah, we're the team that drafts him.
Guy that you couldn't pass up, but the guy that you couldn't draft.
No, we actually
Johnny
traded
Manziel.
Up to get. Sorry.
That was a dramatic pause. That wasn't dead air, folks. That was a dramatic.
Thank you for that, the kid. All right, we'll take our break here. When we come back, we're going to hear from Tashawn Gibson talking about what's going on the defense from his perspective and what they need to do to get that fixed in the second half of the season. Segura Wilhelm, Kia! CBD, ESPN 850, WKNR.